So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That's being created. Yeah, do I? Obviously, people can gather and protest. Mm-hmm. This is America. First Amendment guarantees it. You're not allowed to protest in a violent way, but you're allowed to protest. You're allowed to assemble. You're allowed to bring grievances in front of your government. But people need to be peaceful as they're doing it. But it's just, you need to step back, in my view, and say, what are we doing here? The environment that we've created is just asking for trouble. And
wow, that is Congressman Joe Morrell this morning on CNN putting the blame back on ICE instead of the agitators that are driving around and trying to prevent our law enforcement officers from doing their jobs. Welcome back into the show. I had to play that sound when I heard it. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. The officers are the ones to blame, even though we know this was a planned protest following and harassing these ICE officers as they do their jobs up in Minnesota, where that tragic shooting, of course, occurred yesterday. All right, right now, happy to have Illinois Congressman Mike Bost on with us this morning. Congressman, how are you, sir? Great to have you back.
I'm good. Thanks. I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
So what's your response when you hear your fellow Congressman Joe Morrell, a Democrat, kind of trying to, again, like many of these left-wing leaders, put the blame for this incident on law enforcement?
Well, let me be very, very clear here, whether it is him or whether it is the mayor of that particular town or the governor of that state, the governor who I know well. Look, trying to stand against law enforcement instead of saying, first off, let's get the investigation. I think that what will end up happening is that that officer did exactly what the officers are trained to do. Remember, a vehicle is a lethal weapon. And if you look at the second camera shot that they have, he was definitely in front of the vehicle. He had to try to protect himself. He had already been drugged, by the way, in a similar incident. But once you have someone come in and look, it is well within their right to protest. But first off, it's not well within their right to interfere with law enforcement. And that is the problem. They're taking these apps. They're taking these groups from around. I mean, this gal was apparently from Missouri, and now she went out there specifically to cause trouble with ICE, from what we're hearing. It's well within your right to protest. Carry
yes.
a sign. Stand on the sidewalk. Whatever. Don't get a vehicle involved. Don't aggressively come after police. And not only that, if a police officer tells you stop and get out of the vehicle, stop and get out of the vehicle. I mean, this is a case where, you know, this is exactly what happened when the riots happened there before. It is a case where they instantly make a judgment call on the police officers doing their job. And you know what? This is going to sound really crazy, I guess, to your listeners. But, you know, my father told me years ago, why in the world would you be there in the first place? Why don't you deal with your own business?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Stay out of theirs. So, you know, that's...
Well, like you said, Congressman, they're being goaded. They're being... I don't like the term gaslighting, but their politicians are gaslighting them into believing there's something going on that's not going on. And that's basically encouraging activities like this, which cross the line. I was watching some video. I'd love to play the audio from it from Minneapolis last night with what appeared to be several hundred people marching through the streets, screaming F-bombs about ICE and waving Palestinian flags and foreign flags as they're marching through Minneapolis. I'm not sure what's in the water up there, but I'm a little worried about these folks.
Well, it is a their communities. If you look at their communities have been taken over by some pretty radicals, similar to what used to be in what is in Seattle, Washington.
Yes,
As you watch this continue to go on, these communities, which used to be wonderful communities where, you know, were just people that made a living, lived the American dream, their neighborhoods are being taken over by radicals that are just out of control. And this is the problem that, you know, the reason why the election went the way it did the last time is you remember when Democrats and Republicans argued over labor issues?
Yes.
And that was it, right? Now, everything from, we want illegals to come into our country, we want to protect criminals, we want to, what? I have a lot of good friends that were former Dixiecrats, you know, Democrats that were pro-union, but really just good people, that now don't even know where their party's gone.
Congressman, all eyes are on Minnesota, not only because of what just happened with this shooting yesterday, but also because of that crazy fraud scandal, right, with a lot of these Somali-run child care centers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, the Trump administration said, look, we're not liking how things are being handled in several other states, including Illinois. And so
Illinois.
Right. They've frozen what I think your state had. What was it? $1 billion in social services funding that was withheld?
Yes.
What's your reaction to that?
Here's the thing. The way it's reported, you need to know the entire situation. If you have a legitimate daycare center, you know what? You got to check the boxes. You got to show what your children that you have there. There's records you keep. You're legitimate. You know what? They're not defunding them. If you're reporting, but they are then going in and saying no, and then it's wild because this is the way Illinois. If all of a sudden we put controls on money. On your tax dollars, where we have oversight, oh my gosh, you're cutting. No, you're only cutting from those that don't do the proper paperwork because obviously there's a problem. Obviously there's a problem. And if that's the case, if you don't want to stop waste, fraud, and abuse and protect your tax dollars, I'm sorry, but that's kind of our job. And so that whether it's Illinois, it's California, you can name the states. You always can. But let me tell you that the money that poured out after COVID, and I'll give you an example of this. I had to report because there was a residence that I had that I moved out of in 2010, but we still had a business there. My wife and I, we owned a beauty salon, and the business was there, so I still got mail there. Well, when COVID broke out, I got a letter from California that had a credit card in it that had $7,000 on the credit card. After that, I got a credit card that had money on it from Illinois. So I called the Illinois disbursement area and said, what is this? And they go, well, somebody applied for it. Well, somebody applied for it fraudulently and put my name so it would come to my house, not knowing that I still took mail at that address. So they would have watched that. And this is the type of fraud. And then I asked the people from Illinois that were handling this, I said, how are you going to make sure that fraud doesn't occur? They go, well, I don't know. There's no way we can do that. See, this is a problem when you start dealing out money and you don't have oversight on what's going on. We were ripped off tremendously during COVID because of programs that were put in place and not given oversight. This is just proof of what's going on. And for the taxpayers' sake, you better hope that this administration and this Congress does its due diligence and make sure we go back and claw back that money and or prosecute those people who have committed this fraud.
Yeah, it's a great point. I have to ask you, Congressman, on the issue of Venezuela, of course, the same people that seem to hate Maduro also hate Trump, and they don't want to give him any credit for what's happened down there. But as I pointed out, Venezuelans are better off today than they were a week ago.
Venezuelans that truly are concerned about their country are all happy about what took place. Now, we have to be very, very careful about what what fills the vacuum from whenever Vendor was gone now. But I think it's funny with our colleagues on the other side of the aisle. It was less than 60 days from no kings to put the dictator back.
Yeah, that's absolutely the truth. They all seem to suddenly be worried about the health and well-being of said dictator. That's for sure.
And let me say this. So we had our briefing yesterday. It was classified, so I'm not going to give you a bunch of information. But let me tell you this: that operation was one of the best operations that have ever been handled in the world ever, maybe the best ever. And it was a case where our military and our CIA and our intelligence agencies handled everything to the letter. No one but this United States military and these agencies could do that like they did. And we should be very, very proud, because you do know that the head of the CIA, John Ratcliffe, is from Carbondale, Illinois. And you should also know that for a long period of time, his sister was head of not the chamber, but one of the business organizations right there in St. Louis.
Wow. I didn't know that either. How about that? I learned a little bit more about John Ratcliffe.
John and I came into Congress together.
Okay.
And I did not know him, which is really wild. I didn't know him because my wife and I were, and understand Carbondale's are my high school rivals, right?
Right.
And so I am standing in a line, our second day of orientation with my wife, and this guy from behind me says, "So what's up, River Rat?" And I said, "What year did you graduate Carbondale High School?" He said, 1983. Well, I graduated Murfreesboro in 1979. So we had a whole lot of mutual friends, but he and I didn't run around together. He was from the most conservative district in Texas was when he was elected.
Small world, for sure. Well, Congressman Voss, we always appreciate your time, sir. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me on.
You bet. We'll talk again soon. Illinois Congressman Mike Bost. I had no idea Ratcliffe's family was from around here. There you go. All right, quick break here. We do have Jim Talent coming up, former Senator Jim Talent. And next hour, our Secretary of State, Denny Hoskins, will be on the phone with us talking about the petition controversy that's swirling down in Jeff City. We'll
get more at 971talk.com.